Welcome to eBooks for Fashion podcast, the fashion marketing podcast that will help you to start or to grow your fashion business today. Want to learn more? Visit our website ebooksforfashion.com where you will find lots of free resources for your fashion business. Thanks for listening! Hello there and welcome to lesson number 11, how to leverage influencers on Instagram. So I hope you love this topic because this is one of my favorite topics because you can definitely amplify your business, your fashion business through influencer marketing. So what is influencer marketing? Basically, you try to get potential customers, followers, so all you can try to build a community from other through the help of a public figure of an influencer that they will promote your fashion brand, your fashion products or services. So basically you use other people, their influence to help yourself and your fashion business to grow. So the key benefit of influencer marketing is that it bypasses the barriers that traditional ads encounter because the target audience is introduced to the brand via trusted source. So basically you use people that they have already a community, they have already a trust, they have already followers that they trust them. And you bring their followers to your platform through to your e-commerce or your Instagram profile. So let's see how it works. Basically, you must find the right Instagram influencers. Basically, you should find people that they have similar audience to yours. You should find influencers that they have an active audience that's already interested in your fashion products or services. So you should find someone with an active, responsive and engaged followers that you have previously interested in your type of offers or similar offers. So you are sure that their audience is in target with your fashion products or services. This is the most important thing to do. You have to find someone with an active, responsive and engaged followers, engaged community, and they have a similar audience to yours. So it means that you can, in this way, you can get potential customers, potential followers in that they can be potentially interested in what you are offering. You should find Instagram influencers in three ways. I highlighted here three steps, very simple, to find influencers for your fashion business. The first one is use Instagram search function. You can find influencer using the search bar in Instagram. Then second, you can use directories like Revfluence, Shoutcart or Instabrand where you can find potential influencers. You can also use Intellifluence, which is another very, very important platform that I had the big honor to be interviewed by them. And it's a very, very important, it's a new one, but it's very important because you can create campaigns there where you can find the right influencers for your brand. Then you can use Google, where you can just Google Instagram influencer along with the keywords, of course, related to your industry and your niche. Then now I would like you to set up a strategy, a simple strategy, but that you can implement right now in your fashion business. First, find the influencer. Find the influencer, the right one for your fashion business, and ask them to take pictures or carry out a video review of your fashion products or services. Then second, post attractive images of your influencer using your fashion products or services you should post into your account. So basically, you will share the picture that the influencer has taken or a video that the influencers made with your products or services, you will share into your account as well. So you can show to your community a social proof that you have influencers using your products or services. Then you should publish a short Q&A session. Maybe you can do an Instagram live with your influencer on your fashion business Instagram account to warm up your existing audience. So basically with this Q&A session, maybe you can create an interview, maybe you can just talk to the influencer that is wearing your products or is using your services and try to ask them like a review live. Try to ask a Q&A session, asking them what they find interesting about your products or services. Ask to give testimonials. Then the last step is ask your influencers to run a competition or a giveaway from their Instagram page with your fashion products or services as the prize, and ask them to send their audience, the people who didn't win, ask them to send them to a landing page or a website where they can sign up for a great discount code, or they can even purchase your fashion products or services. So if they don't buy straight away, no worries, because you are asking the people that didn't win the giveaway or the competition to sign up for something, for a great discount code, maybe can be even a free gift, something that you want to give for free as well, a freebie. But in this way, you are building your email address and you are sending traffic to your own website. So now it's the most important part. You need to contact the influencer. So don't be scared right now. Don't be worried. You can reach as many influencers as you want. Just make sure they are the right fit for your fashion products and for your fashion services. So it means they must have a similar audience as yours. So once you have found your influencers and figure out which kind of strategies makes the most sense for their audience and your audience, it's time to reach out to them and strike a deal. Because you must know that influencers, they want something in exchange to show your products or services. So you should pay them, maybe with money, maybe you can offer free fashion products or services or anything else of value that you can barter with. So it means that you should start to strike a deal with them. After you agreed with something with them, now it would be nice if you can sign a contract with them, outlining the terms of the agreement to protect both of the sides. So I added to these slides a few fashion influencers platform where you can find the right influencers for your fashion business. So one great platform is called Bazool.com, and you can find lots of influencers there. You can sign up as an influencer, but you can also sign up as an advertiser. So if you have already built your community and you want also to sell your services as an influencer, you can sign up there and you can find brands for your business. But on the other side, if you are a fashion brand, you can sign up as an advertiser. The same is theshelf.com. You just need to find the platform that works best for your fashion business. Another one is lefty.io, or there is another one, it's called topfashioninfluencers.com. You will find lots of fashion influencers here. And also, there is another one, as I mentioned before, is called IntelliInfluence, and it's a big one. It's a new one where I've had the honor to be featured there. And I will, anyway, you can find that interview on my social media with IntelliInfluence. You can Google IntelliInfluence. You can also find there the right influencers for your fashion business. So there are many platforms where you can find top influencers for your niche in fashion. It's just up to you. You just need to think, okay, which influencer has a similar audience as mine? And now you can start. You can start, and you can start in this way to build a bigger audience for your fashion business. So try to get a great deal with an influencer, and don't be afraid to work with the small influencers, because maybe they have a very responsive niche. They have a very responsive audience. So they have a strong engagement, better than influencer with millions of followers. So make sure to find the influencers that they have the right audience for you. And then start to contact them. Don't be afraid. Don't be worried. Just start. Start before you think. This is my mantra. Start, do contact them, and try to get a great deal. I hope you enjoyed these slides, this video. And if you are listening to the audio, I hope you really enjoyed what I explained. And what else? I will see you in the next video. Bye for now.